This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's war with Ukraine is not confined to Ukraine's east. Powerful explosions were heard early Monday in the town of Gorostin, about 160 kilometers or 100 miles west of Kyiv. That report comes from the deputy mayor of Gorostin and one district in northwest Ukraine. Ukrainian news agencies report the third straight day of apparent attacks in the northwest. And on Sunday, the Polish president went to Kyiv to support Ukraine's goal of European Union membership, the first foreign leader to address Ukraine's parliament since Russia invaded. His visit came as Russian and Ukrainian forces battled along a wedge of the country's eastern industrial heartland and the Donbas region. The head of the World Health Organization warned Sunday the COVID-19 pandemic is most certainly not over. Despite a decline in reported cases since the peak of the Omicron wave, he told governments that we lower our guard at our peril. The UN Health Agency's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told officials gathered in Geneva for opening of the WHO's annual meeting that the declining testing and sequencing means that we're blinding ourselves to the evolution of the virus. He also noted that almost 1 billion people in lower-income countries still have not been vaccinated. In a weekly report Thursday on the global situation, WHO said the number of new COVID-19 cases appears to have stabilized after weeks of decline since late March, while the overall number of weekly deaths dropped. Tedros said that while there has been progress with 60% of the world's population vaccinated, it's not over anywhere until it's over everywhere.